Hello, friends. This is Manna in the Morning, and our devotion today is Laying Hold of God in Prayer. Our scripture passage is found in the book of Genesis in chapter 32 and in verses 24 through 26. We see in God's Word, "And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, Let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." We see in our text a man wrestling with God in prayer, and this man Jacob is so desperate in his circumstance and determined in his efforts that he lays hold of God in prayer and refuses to let go unless he receives the desired blessing. We see that even though the angel knocks Jacob's thigh out of place, he still hangs on to God in prayer. The Bible is full of such examples of men and women of prayer, and they are there to encourage us to pray and to become better persons of prayer. God will always raise up an Elijah whose prayers impact a sleeping nation. The church in each generation has had individuals who live upon their knees, whose prayers reach heaven with a holy violence. India had her praying Hyde, China her Hudson Taylor, England her Puritans, Scotland her Covenanters, America her fiery E.M. Bounds, voices which gained the attention of the throne room, startled angels, and shook the gates of hell, making even the demons quake and tremble with their desperate prayers. Great God, make us persons of prayer, empower us in prayer, and embolden us to prevail in prayer as we laid hold of you by faith in prayer. I pray these things in the strong name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.